Nation, Andres, that happened on Thursday. What are some of your key takeaways regarding the government's strategy when it comes to energy and when it comes to electricity moving forward?
I mean, I think it was good that the president actually mentioned that they would be looking into bringing in more renewable energy programs. And obviously those programs would then be looking into keeping our carbon emissions, but at the same time growing our economy and, you know, reskilling and upskilling the people that are already employed in the fossil fuel sector. So I think that was a very good point that he raised. And I think it would really put our country, forward when it comes to driving these renewable energy programs. And also just making sure that the government, ensures that the community benefits out of all this. Because, you know, electricity tariffs recently went up and people cannot afford electricity at the moment. So I think it would really be good if the people could benefit out of these renewable energy programs that are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some specific policies and initiatives that you would perhaps like to see government actually implement over the next year and going into the future to ensure a more reliable and sustainable energy future for South Africa?
I mean, currently, I believe that this year they are supposed to be developing an integrated energy plan, which is a legislation that is looking into the broader energy of South Africa and our investments in the energy sector. So if that legislation could come, could come for public comments for people and civil society, as well as private companies that are working in the energy space, it would really be good, because that would mean that we have an idea of where the country is going in the next 20 years, because that plan would be looking into different horizons of our energy sector. It would be looking into the transport sector, looking into the agricultural sector in terms of how do we drive economic growth in those sectors through energy systems and improving them. So I think if that legislation would really come into effect and be available for public comment, that would really, really be a driving force, because that would mean that we would understand in terms of where we are going as a country and how we are going to reach our net zero emissions, because at the same time, we need to ensure that in the process of reaching the net zero emissions, we are growing the economy, we are reskilling people, we are ensuring that the job opportunities become more available.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the topic of, you know, businesses getting involved in the energy sector in South Africa. So what role do you believe that private sector should actually play when it comes to, you know, solving South Africa's energy challenges that we do have, and partnering with government for potential long-term solutions to the energy problem in South Africa?
I mean, currently, electricity is quite unaffordable, especially for marginalized communities. And I mean, when we speak about energy, we're not just only speaking about energy. There are a lot of various factors that are included in that. We are speaking to the fact that we are supposed to be now going towards getting electric vehicles. We are supposed to be, everything just needs to be improving because of the world is changing as well. So I really think it would play a vital sector in ensuring that while there are new developments in the sector, the beneficiation happens, which means the communities, they benefit. I mean, we have seen how in the past communities have been left marginalized. And I think it would very be important that in whatever happens, the developments that come in, the communities are included in the process and they are not left behind.
Mm. And how do you feel that, you know, ordinary South Africans on the ground can actually contribute to, you know, energy conservation? And, you know, what are some sustainable practices that South Africans can actually implement in light of the ongoing energy crisis in South Africa?
I mean, at the moment, I really think that the renewable energy industry, it could really be thriving when it comes to our economy. And I mean, for households, I would really think that a person can really get their solar panels and just to ensure energy efficiency, you know. Just to ensure also that they are also just reducing the burden on the grid. So all of those processes, they are available, and a lot of people during stage 6 of load shedding, they mostly went off-grid and they got their renewable energy sources, which is currently it's seemingly working for them. So those are the other things that people can get. And also there's a policy that government actually developed, which is free basic electricity, whereby they provide 50 kilowatts for marginalized households. So those are the policies that are there and that have been implemented to ensure that the communities that really are still suffering to, you know, to manage to get some of those resources, they are able to, you know, to get access. And so I really think that those are the opportunities that are there. But obviously what is more important out of all of this is that our government needs to ensure that even though there are those policies and legislation, but they are grounded on good governance, and that communities that have been marginalized in the past and that continue to be marginalized are actually benefiting.
Mm. In the SONA address, the president basically mentioned that, you know, South Africa will tackle the energy problem in a way that South Africa can afford to do so. Do you think the government is doing enough to transition South Africa to more renewable and greener energy sources? And do you feel that there is a future in South Africa where renewable energy sources will make up predominant amounts or large amounts of the energy supply in South Africa?
Mm. I mean, at the moment, I would say that I think the policies for now, they are a bit contradicting. Because on the other hand, we see government, you know, trying to bring in policies that are promoting renewable energy projects. And on the other hand, we are seeing policies that, you know, promote a fossil fuel. So it's like it's contradicting. And I think the most major question is where actually and how are we going to get there as a country and when? And going back to what I said earlier, that the Integrated Energy Plan, which is a legislation that would be guiding for all of those other policies, I think that it would really be a driving force, because it would highlight in terms of where the country is going and by possibly showing us scenarios in terms of 2050 where South Africa will be. And all the other policies would be grounded on that legislation. Mm. So I think at the moment it's a bit questionable because also with the green hydrogen project that was actually mentioned by the president that is happening in Bokubai, most of that green hydrogen is going to be commercialized, meaning it's going to be exported to Germany. And the question is, aren't we supposed to be, you know, helping also with our just energy transition? Because at the end of the day, South Africa as well, you know, is suffering from energy poverty. So it's a big question on our end in terms of if majority of this green hydrogen is going to be commercialized and not necessarily building up our own energy and developing our own energy system, then how is that just? So, I mean, at the moment, we have a lot of questions about some of the developments, but I really think that the renewable energy industry could be a driving force in South Africa, and we could possibly also be, like, you know, a number one country in those industries that is actually leading when it comes to development of renewable energy programs. But at the end of the day, we can't hide from the fact that South Africa is still a developing country and there's still a lot of inequality. So all of those gaps, they need to be bridged.
Mm. As you mentioned, you know, South Africa is still a developing country. And you also mentioned that we are exporting electricity. And with that green hydrogen project as well, that electricity, as you mentioned, is going to be sold to Germany. And with being a developing country, you know, that electricity demand will continue to increase year on year. How do you feel about the fact that we actually are exporting electricity when we ourselves have supply issues?
I mean, in my own opinion, I don't think it's just, because if we are speaking of a just energy transition, it means that as a country, our own people should be prioritized. And in that manner, it means we also need to develop ourselves while we are also ensuring that we are also, you know, bringing in business. So, I mean, for now, it is not just, because the communities in the Northern Cape are currently losing their land because of the project. And I mean, if it's just, then the people, they need to benefit. That's all. Beneficiation should be at the center, and the lives of people need to really improve. And I really think that for all the other renewable energy programs that would be coming in, they need to ensure that they are grounded on good governance, and also making sure that the communities benefit and they are not left worse off. Similar thing to what is happening to the mining communities in Mpumalanga. You know, some of them are currently suffering from health impacts and all of those things. But now, obviously, this is the renewable energy sector, but how do you make sure that the people that are here in our country that are benefiting and they are not left worse off in all of these processes?
I guess we'll just have to wait and see whether, you know, what the president said in the 7 days will actually come to fruition, and what, you know, the whole energy sector will actually look like moving forward in the next few years. But we do hope that we can have a just energy transition, as you've been mentioning, and we can, as the president mentioned, hopefully put load shedding as well behind us for good. But that is unfortunately all we have time for this morning, Lisa. So I do say thank you so much for joining us on and for sharing your insight into what the president mentioned in his own address, specifically around energy in South Africa.